Okay, so this is the traditional Yekish tune for Kiddush on all holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, and Rosh Hashanah. And Yom Kippur, yes, no? No, no Kiddush on Yom Kippur, right? We're fasting. That was a riddle. And after we run through the Kiddush, I'll come back and explain, okay? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech haolam borei peri agafen. Now, Yekis, traditionally, everyone makes the Kiddush. Everyone's holding the cup in their hand, as we do in Kiddush. Our custom is that we stand for the first blessing, and then we sit down for the next blessing. For borei peri agafen, we stand, and then we sit down. Baruch atah. Now we do not yet drink. We'll only drink after the Shehecheyanu. Okay? If you're a guest, you should still have four cups of wine. Every member of the table should have his cup of wine. So even if their custom is that you do not make the Kiddush, you should still have your cup, because you have to drink. Everyone's obligated to drink. You hold it in your hand during the Kiddush, you pay attention, you have intent to be Yotze, and you say Amen, not Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. So the first blessing is Borei Pri Agafen, because you're going to drink wine. Second blessing.
If there's a bracha made for you, you don't say bracha.
Correct.
I just went back 4 years ago.
Very nice. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech haolam Asher bachar banu mikol ha'am Veromemanu mikol lashon Vekideshanu b'mitzvotav Vatiten lanu Hashem Elokeinu be'ahava Moadim le'simcha Chagim uzmanim le'sason Et yom chag ha'matzot hazeh Zeman Chiruteinu Mikra kodesh Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim Kivanu v'acharta V'otanu kidashta Mikol amim U'moadei kodshecha B'simcha uv'sason Hinchaltanu Baruch atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael Ve'azemanim Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech haolam Shehecheyanu ve'kiyemanu V'igiyanu la'zeman hazeh. And then we lean and drink our first cup. Now, let's quickly understand it. Baruch Ta Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the world. Asher bachar banu mikolam. Hashem, you chose us from all the nations. V'romemanu mikol lashon. You uplifted us from all the different languages. V'kidashanu b'mitzvotam. You gave us holiness through your mitzvot. The mitzvot actually impart holiness upon us. When we do mitzvot, we become holier. The mitzvot also represent the kiddushin, the bond between Hashem and us. Vatitin lanu Hashem Elokeinu ba'ava. Hashem, you've given us in your love, mo'adim l'simcha, holidays, set times to be happy. You know you're supposed to be happy on Yom Tov? 7 days you're supposed to be happy. Happy. Not supposed to get upset. Keep a smile on your face. For 7 days, they are mo'adim l'simcha, v'samachta v'chagecha, right? You have a mitzvah in Torah, be happy on the holiday. Chagim uzmanim l'sason, you gave us set times and holidays to rejoice. Et yom, now this is the variable here. The next five words are what change in the kiddush every holiday. So in this holiday, we say, et yom chag ha'matzot adzeh, the holiday of matzot, zman chirutenu, the time of our freedom. What are we going to say on Shavuos? Et yom ha'bikurim hazeh, zman matan toratenu, the time our Torah was given. What are we going to say on Sukkot? Et yom chag ha'sukkot hazeh, zman simchatenu, the time of our happiness, right? Okay, et yom hazikaron hazeh on Rosh Hashanah? Zman? I don't remember. We just say Yom Zikaron hazeh? Mikra Kodesh? Okay. No, this Kiddush is also for Rosh Hashanah. Ah, could be. I don't remember. Mikra Kodesh, it's a day of holy gathering. We're supposed to get together with our family on Yom Tov. We're supposed to have a big deal. Everyone gets together. Zecher L'Yetziat Mitzrayim. The holidays all are to remind us of the Exodus from Egypt. Kivanu v'chaltu v'tanu kidashtam kol amim. For you have chosen us and sanctified us from all the nations, and given us your holy holidays with happiness and rejoicing. Blessed are you, Hashem, who gives holiness to Israel and gives holiness to the times. And the two are interconnected. Part of our holiness is that we are supposed to impart holiness onto the times. That's part of the holiness of Israel, that we can sanctify the times. And then we make Shechayonu, thanking Hashem for giving us life to live to re-see this holiday. Now, this year, before this Kiddush, we will have to say Yom HaShishi, right? Because this year, Pesach falls out on Friday night. So before we make the blessing of Bori Pri Hagafen, let's go on to page 12. We will begin by saying Vayera Vayvoker Yom HaShishi, a regular Kiddush, and then Bori Pri Hagafen, and then the Kiddush of Yom Tov. That's what will be this year. Okay. Kadesh, so we made our Kiddush.